Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now to the courts, because a man who tortured a woman in her home twice in 2 days by beating her, tying her hands and pouring boiling water over her has been jailed for 4 years and 3 months. 29-year-old Paul Clark from Clonard Road in Crumlin admitted attacking the woman and her partner after €7,000 of drugs went missing. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by RTE's crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what's the story in this case?
Well, Paul Clark is a violent and dangerous drug dealer. He has 73 previous convictions. On the 11th of November 2021, he came looking for €7,000 worth of cannabis, a kilo of cannabis, as he called it, to an apartment in the Maltings in Dublin, which the woman had shared with her partner. However, the drugs had gone missing. So when Clark arrived with another young man, Josh Conlon, he said, "Where is the effing product? We want it now or the money. People are going to start getting hurt." So her partner said he would go to the credit union to try to get money, and he left the apartment. And when he did, Clark told the woman to put her hands on the table, and they broke up a chair and took chair legs and started to beat the woman with sticks while shouting, "Where is the weed?" Now, she told the Gardaí that the more I told the truth, the more they hit me. Clark then ordered Josh Conlon, who was around 18 at the time, to boil a kettle. The boiled water was then poured into cups. Clark tied the woman's wrists with wire, a charger wire, stuffed a scarf into her mouth and poured the boiled water over her hands. She said the pain was excruciating. She said he also tried to pour the water on her face, but she managed to turn away. Meanwhile, the woman's partner came back with no money. He couldn't get any. Conlon then broke a chair and along with Clark, they both beat the woman's partner. They brought her from the bathroom where she had been taken to see him bloody and wounded and in a pool of blood on the floor. The woman was then directed to clean up the blood, and the two men left after about an hour of the attack.
The depravity of this is shocking. He came back the next day then, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, he rang the woman's partner the next day at around 10:30 and said he'd be back at around 1 o'clock. Now, the woman became very worried and she rang 999, gave an account, and the Gardaí called to the apartment. But when they got there, she declined to make a statement. She gave them some information. Her partner refused to cooperate with the investigation at all. So the Gardaí left the apartment but stayed in the complex and went looking for CCTV coverage and other evidence of the attack. And while they were out of the apartment, Clark and another drug dealer, Craig Kelly, returned again to torture the woman. Clark threw another kettle of boiling water over the woman on her clothes. She had a cardigan and a t-shirt on her. The pain, she said, again, was excruciating. She ripped off her cardigan. Her shoulder and arm were scalded. She subsequently was treated in hospital for second-degree burns. Kelly, the other drug dealer who was with Clark, hit the woman with the handle of a brush twice across the chest, and he also beat her partner. Clark told her he'd quote, skin her alive and threatened to abduct her child. The Gardaí arrived back. The two men had left by this stage, but they arrived back to the woman stumbling out onto the apartment complex, landing in agony.
My goodness. And he was sentenced today for 4.5 years. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Paul Reynolds, thank you very much indeed.